Thank you so much. So here we are, worldwide live over the internet through BBS Radio. I welcome all of you listening in online. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Paradise, California. Another Monday episode with a win-free hour. I believe that our host, Win, just showed up here on the conference call. Thank you for being here, Win.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
So are you ready?
Yes, we just got live on the internet through BBS. And Win, you are here. Terry is not.
Terry is not here.
Correct.
Oh, my God. Hang on a second.
All right, then. Well, thanks to you to all those listening in on the phone line through this conference call and all those on the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating.
Everybody's waiting, Terry. I told her 5 minutes ago. She says, oh, 5 minutes is a long time in Elohim time.
Don't forget, Vin, that you're yourself, you're late 5 minutes as well.
I'm late?
Yes. 4 minutes and 50 seconds.
Well, I'm not as late as Terry.
Don't try to remove her splinter, okay?
Yes, hi.
All right, somebody else joined in over here. Welcome to the call. That must be Terry Brown.
Hi.
Hello, Terry. I'm glad you made it.
Thank you.
Hey, we do have a going on here in Paradise. Please keep it in your... And many fires here in California, also in Oroville, and particularly also in Napa and Sonoma, and also in Redding.
Did this just start?
Well, it's been, yes, the one here in Paradise has been going on for a couple of hours now, but it's really a big fire, and the residential area is being evacuated.
How did
are
it start?
Are you okay?
We are okay. We're away from it.
There's like 30 locations in California that are on fire right now.
Yeah.
How's Don doing? Is he okay?
Don in BBS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paradise.
He is.
Okay.
We are, and we are live on BBS currently, so Don was just here.
Okay.
1,500 homes burned in Sonoma.
Was that Doug?
No, it was Raiden.
Oh, Raiden, okay.
Your neighbor.
Yep.
All right, so Win and Terry, are we ready to hit it off as we mute the lines and get the recording going?
Within moments, I think.
All right, then. I will mute the phone line.
Okay.
I'll turn the dings off.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This is October 9th, 2017, Win and Terry in Sedona. And I did send
this
an email out.
Being recorded.
Oh, this is October 9th, 2017, Win and Terry in Sedona. And I sent an email out. And I put in the subject line, changes. And there's an aspect of humans that hate changes, that we put things off. We think we'll get to them later. And I do feel a huge sense of urgency right now. Obviously, there's a lot of S hitting the fan, whether it's fires, whether it's Las Vegas. You know, there's...
Your mic sounds slurry a little bit. I think you're a little too close also. Yesterday you
said... Too close? Okay. And the best time to go through a change is before you're up against the wall. And I got an interesting email from somebody. He's a marketer, and he's what's called a copywriter. He is very, very good at writing copy. He used to work in advertising, and he got very, very successful. Okay, and he sent me an email, and the subject line was, the dirtiest word for adults today. And I'll just read it. Hang on a second. Let's have an uncomfortable discussion. What do you say? Let's talk about the dirtiest word most adults know. Change. Here's the thing about change. Learning how to become a functioning adult is hard, as in requiring every shred of skill, talent, brain power, and ability you possess. And when you arrive, however you define it, get a job, get hitched, get pregnant, get out of jail, make a fortune, whatever, you're kind of exhausted from the effort. And you really don't want to go through all that crap again. And then the world changes around you. Damn it. In our lifetime, that change has been dramatic, jarring, frequent, and brutal. Very little of what worked for you, even 5 years ago, is still viable. The music on the radio sounds like static. People stare at you when you dance, and your job can be done faster and better by machines. You think I'm talking about the generation just ahead of you, don't you? All those clueless old people slowing you down and mucking up the vibe. But here's the truth. No matter how hip you are right now, in a very, very short time, much too soon to be fair, you will be the one desperately grasping for a clue and holding up the line because you're slow. I marvel at my father's life. He was vivacious and awesome until finally checking out at 95. Born in the industrial age, dug foxholes in Belgium, saving the world from the Hun. Witnessed the birth of the nuclear age. Tried to ignore the Cold War while keeping his head low and raising a family. And we spoke via Skype every week for years on his PC. He was impressed with his new HD TV. You can see the blades of grass in the outfield. Read every page of the newspaper every day, but fact-checked the editorials on Google, the lying bastards. And if we all had to go live in caves for a while, after the space aliens bombed us back to the Stone Age, he would have been the guy you'd want in your tribe because he knew how to make stuff and fix machines. Mostly, though, I now sympathize finally with his sense of wonder of how the details of life keep changing, making his prior assumptions and habits almost criminal, though he tried to keep up, separating his recyclables and watering on odd days. He was never bitter, and revealed an enviable patience with punk tailgaters, ESL customer support, I don't know what that is, and rude clerks. And following his example, I actually relish the way my former talents and abilities become obsolete and even mocked as things change and change again. There's a core sense of self that includes a Zen attitude of living well no matter what. Life hoists on your ass and working on what you do well. That only seems to become evident as you get old and decrepit. You shrug off the bad stuff, like modern pop music, which just objectively sucks the big one. I mean, come on, people. And adjust your own groove as you go, so you aren't in the way of the punks in Daddy's Beamer, determined to die on the highway in a flaming pileup. The key, don't fight change. It's going to happen. And you're going to get grazed at best, wounded and left behind at worst. You are not required, however, to change your core self. Unless you're a bigot or so dangerously stupid that you need to shut up and listen more. Change is a bugger. It's like that rogue wave that even the most experienced surfer can't handle. It arrives without warning, defies the natural laws you've learned to navigate, and seems to have it out for you personally. It doesn't. The universe is wired to screw with old animals in unpleasant ways. Accept that and do your best and cultivate your sense of wonder and joy. Everybody's ticket gets punched sooner than they'd like. The ride may seem long and never-ending at times, but it ain't. Hope you're enjoying this bitchin' autumn weather. Go tell someone who deserves it you love them, will you? And his name is John Carlton. You can see how good a writer he is. But he makes his point, okay? And when I read that, I was thinking, are you ready for change? Can you cope with change? Suppose anything could happen. Do you ever go in your mind and think, well, if this happens, how would I deal with it? For example, let's just say the government stops sending out Social Security checks, okay? Anything's possible. Let's just say Korea does what it's threatening. How will that affect everything? What will you do? Have you learned to call in the light and bring in the energy? So if for some reason you're on the verge of dying, you can do that and make sure you have a good death. That's a really valuable tool to do that and to bring in the energy like we do on these calls and to practice being able to do it at will. And before you know it, you don't even have to do it. It's just there. Could you store some food? You know what? I'm reading the replies to the comments that people have made on John Carlton's blog post. I'm just scrolling down while I was talking. And somebody made a comment here that used to come into our calls all the time. What did she say? When I get overwhelmed with all the changes going on, I remember that there's an underlying spirit that is the root of that change. And we just need to do our best, and I am okay again. Thanks for sharing your perceptive view on change. Well, you know, there's worst-case scenarios, there's better scenarios, and nobody knows exactly how it will unfold. And I suppose one of the worst-case scenarios is you end up having to leave this realm. So we have done so many calls on how that works. And have you put it together? Have you integrated it? Have you prepared to be able to get to a higher place when you're leaving? Do you have people that can hold loving energy for you, which makes a difference, can make a huge difference if you're dying? What happens? I mean, I've said in the past, you most definitely should store some food. Most definitely. And one of the cheapest foods to store is beans. You can get a can of beans from Whole Foods for a dollar. In fact, they are organic beans. And you can get beans that are not organic even cheaper. But that's incredible, a dollar for a can of organic beans. Baked beans, black beans. Get $100 worth of beans, and you'll have something to tide you through in an emergency. Is there a farmer's market near you? Do you go shopping there? Did you get the farmers to know you? So in case there's a food emergency, you know the farmers. That could be a handy thing. Is there going to be emergencies? I don't know. A lot of people say it's inevitable. I'm not going to say that it's inevitable, but it looks like it's pretty close to inevitable, given all the things that are breaking down around us. And given the powers that be, their ability to do things and have it brought out as news with a totally different slant than they intended to do it. So, what are the things that are changing? One thing is, the mass population's opinion of government is changing. We have a tendency, all of us, to think of government as a father figure. And if anything goes wrong, the government will save us. And I don't think that's true. I think the government has their own huge agendas. Even Trump, you can't be president in this country without having huge control patterns put upon you to stay in the position and even to stay in line, alive. When somebody goes outside of the control patterns, they may disappear any moment. And it's happening. Have you heard of all the doctors, the alternative doctors that have had mysterious deaths in the past few years, like 200 of them. And it's definitely fishy. They're committing suicide, even though on the outward signs, they're happy. They are having mysterious deaths. And why are alternative doctors having that experience? Because the powers that be would prefer that no alternative breakthroughs occur in this realm. So this is one of the reasons. Yep, my mind went blank. Okay, hang on a second. That it's good to store certain things like vitamin C. As I recall, I have to go back and look this up. At one point, everyone was up in arms because the government had passed a law that totally controlled alternative medicine and made most of it illegal to sell. But to my knowledge, they never enforced that law. So, but they could. They could enforce it. Many people think that the government wants to set up a false flag event in numerous places simultaneously so they can call on martial law. Now, all of this stuff has nothing to do with our work. Our work has to do with tapping into the sources that can bring energy into this realm, that can uplift the vibrations of this realm. And I am zoning out again. You know what? You know, if Terry is into it, Terry, are you there? Hello, I'm Terry.
Here. I'm here. Yeah.
I might lead this into a channeling, if that's okay with you. Is that okay?
All right.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Just about this topic. You know, another thing is, some of you are aware of your distortions, or you're aware of things that you are resisting going through. Truly common. Most of us resist going through stuff. And it's much more seemingly comfortable to just sit it out and think it'll take care of itself. But it's not my experience that it does, that these patterns continue for years and years and even through lifetimes. So this is a rare opportunity to make a quantum leap through your patterns. Why is it a rare opportunity? Because you're working with a group here that understands and won't judge you. And some of you have watched people who have been working out their patterns. You know, sometimes they're not attractive when they're doing that. It feels a little awkward. But they're working out their problems, their patterns, on our calls. And we've gotten to know them. And we can see that they've made progress. A lot of progress. Some of you know some of those people. So one of the things that I think that holds people back is a self-consciousness, guilt, or thinking you can never get over a particular pattern. So, you know, before we do a little channeling session, let me open up the mics and see if any of you want to make a comment on any of this. If
all callers are unmuted.
First of all, do you guys relate to it?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's playing music?
Sorry.
Chris, you're playing music?
Sorry. Yeah.
Do you relate to it?
When I apologize, I was doing totally. I was multi, and I swear I lost track of what you were saying. I'm sorry, man.
I see. Oh, maybe I'll repeat it all for you.
Well, you can go ahead.
No, I'm not going to repeat it all for you. Just keep your music down, and don't try to make a comment if you don't understand the context of the conversation. Okay.
Okay, sure.
All right.
In touch.
Okay. You know, I've watched people, some people, when they really go for it, it actually brings up a lot of negative stuff. That's one of the reasons people don't like changes. Because when you really push yourself through, oftentimes it gets worse before it gets better, and that scares people. So, who else would like to make a comment relating to this topic?
Yeah, I could say something.
Okay.
Yeah, change is difficult. You know, we get used to our places, and I just forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I know. Just thinking about the change and making even small steps, you are confronted with your shadow side, and that can paralyze you. And I have found that with myself, and it's easier to go backwards than go forward. So listening to the Law of One and our teachings, what I've tried to do is go into it and look at it and try and balance it with the opposite emotion and take it without emotion forward. As painful as it is, you feel better after the pain.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have noticed in my own process that there are patterns that I was very resistant to have surface in myself. And when things start to surface, when you actually allow them to surface, and that's one of the things about our group, that we have created a safe place for people to go through stuff to surface things where they won't be judged or made wrong. That's a big deal. You know, if you really want to change the world, to learn how to do that and learn how to let people go through their stuff and not judge them. So, Terry? Hello, Terry, are you there?
I'm here, yep.
I'm almost ready to start, okay?
Okay.
Quick question. How many of you have stored some food and water?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, keep in mind, if there is something that happens, there's a very high likelihood that the shelves of the supermarket will be bare really quickly, okay? Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen. And you know, when we talk about what ifs, I don't want to create fear of something happening. But the truth of the matter is, it's already there. I mean, we have North Korea. You know, that guy rattling his saber every week about dropping a nuke on us. And what will happen if he does that? I don't know. It depends where. Will they close the banks? Will it screw up the internet? Will trucks stop driving? And will food, transportation of food stop for a while?
Wait, I think you've called it in the past being ready for stuff, like having food and stuff, to see it as an insurance just to be covered. I think that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. You know, there are possibilities, and the possibilities are, I mean, it's not just me saying it. It's not just our sources saying it. All kinds of people are saying it. All kinds of people that you might be surprised they're saying it are saying it. So, just be prepared, you know, and just forget it. Put some food in the closet. Like I said, beans is a good and cheap. You can spend more money and get more, but beans at least are filling and they're somewhat nutritious. And they last in cans for quite some time. So, and water is cheap, obviously. So, that's one thing to do, and you may never need it. But on the other hand, you might. So, going to mute everybody? There we go.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Father, Mother God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our physical bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave there. Do we have our sources present? Terry, are you muted? We don't hear you.
She had phone line still, and she was a minute ago unmuted.
Pardon me?
She was unmuted a minute ago. I do not know, and her phone line is still here.
Hello?
There you go.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
Where were you?
I phased out for a minute. So could you set me up again?
Okay.
You don't have to call in the light, but...
Okay, I'll just do a mini calling in of the light, okay?
Okay.
We just, right now, we invoke a group energy connection. We invite our sources into the mix. Anything that's not of service to others, positive polarity, operating in the Christ consciousness, must leave now. We're having a discussion on changes, and I turn it over to our sources.
We greet you in the love side of the one infinite creator. We think of the one major change where one transitions from their current life into a new chapter in their history. That is a very big change, and people have trouble with that. When one gets used to making changes, then it alerts them that they can be there for change, and that they can handle change. Do you have other questions?
Okay, yes, I'm sure lots of people. You know, people kind of get frozen in a pattern, and they are afraid to move out of that pattern. And yet, I know that this is a rare opportunity. Not only are we in the middle of a shift, but we're also connecting with perhaps one of the wisest sources on the planet. And I would like people to take maximum advantage of this, even though there has to be free will. So, can you comment on that, where somebody has a pattern They're shy. They're afraid. They want to stay in the background. And it's okay because it's free will for people to do that. Yet on some level, I know that when a person becomes vocal, their process speeds up a little bit. Just on the calls. The calls are like an opportunity. But people have to move through a certain change in themselves. And I think that they are proud and they don't want to expose certain parts of themselves. So can you comment on that?
Yes. People develop patterns because they feel that they were survival for them at some point or another. Sometimes the patterns can get outdated or no longer applicable, but it has created a survival for them at one point or another. So then they tend to hang on to it, feeling that this will be survival for them. It will be the best solution to hold on to a pattern that worked. When you have changes coming along, then people hang on often to the pattern, whether it is shyness or the desire not to put themselves out there for the people, because perhaps in some places in the past it hasn't worked. And so they withdraw to the least exposure that would expose them to something that is potentially not going to work as well as the pattern that they have set up. People often develop patterns when they are a child because it is survival in working with their parents, and they learn what it is that they can do that is beneficial to them. But then when they grow up, then the people around them change and their patterns may not work anymore. And it may take a while for them to realize that and to modify their patterns or their behavior until they can catch up with the modern flow. That is some of our comments.
Okay. How about, we've talked about this in the past, but it's good to reiterate it. If a person, if the world is falling apart and a person feels they're in imminent danger of leaving this realm, what should they do at that point?
That is a very general thing. The world is falling apart. If you narrow it down, the focus to the individual and what has happened, it can be all manner of different things. Like he could have lost his job, or the computer domain isn't working anymore. And so different responses are needed depending upon what has fallen apart for him, to remain vigilant and to see what is going on and what is affecting him that he may not know is affecting him, and to stay alert may be the best answer.
Thank you. And as you see it, over the next year, you may not want to say this, because you don't like to predict things.
We do not like to make predictions because many things can happen. One can change in 24 hours for the better. One can have unsuspecting things occur suddenly and take them over. So when we focus down to an individual, then it doesn't become such a general answer. It becomes individual answer.
Mm. So we really can't say, right? We can't. I mean, from your perspective, even though many other people are speculating on all kinds of stuff, from your perspective, it's not a positive thing to go there, correct?
It is very hard because of the cause of free will to make generalizations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I have the feeling, and I just want to just ask to confirm this, the people that are coming to our calls regularly, I would assume that they, a good portion of them, are tuning into the energy of the higher realms. How will that experience impact them when they die, when things get, when there's changes coming down in this realm? How might that impact them, the fact that they've learned in to do that tuning?
Just the fact of learning to tune in itself can be helpful because one can tune out the rubbish, one can tune out the negativity and concentrate on the goals, concentrate on their past, concentrate on helping others, and can avoid a lot of the negativity. So by learning to tune and focus into the energies of the higher sources, the Christ consciousness, the our Elohim energy of love, can provide a safe haven for one when things in the physical world are getting difficult.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I'll tell you what, we got 2 minutes. Is it okay with you if we open the mic and let somebody ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. So let me see here.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, guys. Now we're going to see who's shy. Anyone have a question?
I do.
Who is that? Edna?
Is this Edna? Yes.
Oh, Edna, you always have a question.
Okay, I'll let somebody else do that. But if nobody do, I will.
You know, Edna.
Oh, Edna spoke up first, and so we would like to hear her question.
Okay, yeah. I want to say something. We'll let Edna ask her question. The rest of you might have to save it for Wednesday. But Edna is one of those people. There's certain people in our group that have really taken advantage of this opportunity to ask our sources questions. And I have watched everyone that has done that. And, you know, sometimes they think they're taking advantage because they're asking too many questions. And sometimes if somebody asks a whole bunch of questions in a row, I give other people priority until we have space. But, Edna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Like,
okay.
You've been asking, I'm just going to have you do a commercial, okay? And then we'll ask you a question. And we'll just, continue the call until they answer it. But you've been asking questions for a long time. And can you share with everybody how that's benefited you?
Oh, my growth in general, my spiritual growth, my development, and I am in a much wiser state than I used to be.
Rick.
Okay.
You've been asking questions, so I'm just going to... Wait a second. Let me mute. Edna, I see you. Hang on.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, Edna?
Yes.
Okay, everyone's muted, but I unmuted you, so go ahead.
Okay, so I was saying that it helped me a lot in my spiritual development, and it's a great deal. That's what I came to do in this life, to learn a lot and to develop, and it has been that allowed me to be where I am today. Absolutely. Adore, love the sources, and I am where I am because of all my questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, so thank you. I would like to know how to stay free of all that people that cannot tune in. And we are in the environment, everybody. Most of people around us cannot be in that peaceful place. How can one protect himself? I learned how to do that, but many people have the problem that it's hard to tune out of all of that going on around us.
Thank you. Is to say take one isolated out into separatenesses, that there's one influence here and then there's another separate influence there, and some of the influences are individual and some of them then are tied in with the third dimensional cumulative awarenesses and positions and belief systems. And if you can begin to separate it out, then you can begin to set it aside, that this isn't applicable to what is going on at the moment, and to simply not forever, but just for the moment, to set it to the side so that it is not influencing you right then. However, it is there for you to go and pick up sometime in the future if you wish to do that. It is similar to learning to channel, to tune out the problems of the day, the dishes, the housekeeping, tune out the conflicts, simply to move away from that frequency and to move into the other frequency of the higher sources. So to simply step the othernesses, the other influences, simply step them to the side so that you can walk through the space without them impacting you and intersecting you, but know that any time you can go back and pick them up and resume that influence.
Thank you. We're gonna cut it now because it's 6:59, and I don't know, BBS probably cut us off already. But if they didn't, goodbye to everybody on BBS. We're going over to Whole Planet Healing. Thank you, Terry, and thank you, Sources, for being there. And I'm going to unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Your conference recording has stopped.